from Heartache to Joy. This is Gretchen Pritz. I'm hosting this call today with Mary Halima. I'm so excited to have you here, Mary. This is we have a jam-packed hour here, so I'm so gracious
Yay.
That you were able to join us today. So welcome,
Me too.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much. I love these souls and everybody I've met so far. Just been such sincere, beautiful souls with so much beautiful heart. So it's been a joy.
Awesome. And I know you've started working with our community already, so that's super exciting. We're going to talk about that. I know you have a group process with that you're going to take us through to open the call. We're going to take live callers. We really have a really jam-packed hour. So if you're ready, we'll just dive right into the process if that's where you want to go first.
Yes, thank you. Yep, everything always starts with Source, God, Spirit, the Divine, and it's a great way for our hearts, souls, and spirits to become all one, which we already are, but we just want to do it so that we can feel it, know it, believe it, no matter where we live in the world. So I invite everybody, if you can, just to take a couple of deep breaths, and as you breathe, and then as you begin to breathe normally, taking a couple of deep breaths, letting go of the day that already happened, the night, whatever's on your plate, soul purpose work is an inside job. And as you begin to breathe normally, I invite you to allow your breath to massage the center of your chest inside, opening up our beautiful chalices and cups of our heart energy centers, where there's actual a physical connection to the divine, to our own soul, and where our soul purpose is written in our soul before we're even born. So I'm going to start with a Sufi prayer. It's in a sacred language. Just let the sounds open up all your energy centers and allow the light to come in. It's a receiving. Audubillah min ash-shaytana rajeem. Bismillah rahman rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Ar-Rahman rahim. Maliki yawmiddin. Iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. Ihdina sirata al-mustaqim. Sirata al-ladina an'amta alayhim. Ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Amin. My beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, the One Creator Source, I ask you please to open the doors wide for the beloveds on the call and on the replay, to help them know the truth of who they are as you created them to be. Help them to see themselves as you see them, perfect, holy, and whole, carrying many gifts and a beautiful purpose written in their soul before they were born, so their life can be one of joy, happiness, health, holiness, freedom, fun, fulfillment, creativity, and whatever their heart is calling for. Amen, amen, amen. And I ask you please to send all the angels, the healing angels, the purpose angels, the joyous angels, the protecting angels, to send the light also of all your holy prophets that have come before and all the holy beings of light that are supporting this us on this planet at this time, to awaken us to our mission and our part to play in this beautiful time on earth. Amen, amen, amen. So much help for us. Amen.
Thank you.
All righty, so let the calls begin.
Yeah, thank you so much. Do you want to tell everybody what they can expect in these little mini soul purpose activations that you're doing? What you need from them, all that good stuff?
Oh, that's a good question. well, let's just check into your heart and soul and see what you need and what's in the way, you know, either what you imagine that your purpose is, or what do you think is stopping you? Because what I find through doing thousands of life purpose hand analysis readings and working with healings with people is that when I do the hand analysis where I read the fingerprints and the soul and we do the reading, because it's written in your fingerprints, what 90% of people say is, I knew that, but now I believe it. So I invite everybody to remember that you really secretly know what it is that you came to do. You secretly know you're a healer, a leader, a teacher, a message bearer, an author, an artist, you know. So it's just like, you know, if you want to check in to say, is this right? Or I know what this is and I feel stuck and we'll look at what's stopping you. Would that be okay?
For That's starter? Perfect. Absolutely perfect. Yes. So if you guys want to raise your hand by pressing star 2, that would be great. We'll start with who we have now, which if you want to pick between 1 and 24.
11.
All right, number 11. Your first three digits are 856. You are unmuted.
Hi. Is that me?
Hi.
Hello.
That's you.
Hi. Yes. I'm sorry, I'm
Hi,
so
what's
the door at the same time. It's Liz, Lizette. I'm sorry.
Who's at the door? It's a sign.
It's a guy who just finished mowing our lawn. So
okay, good.
So I'm sorry, I'm just gonna have my husband take care of it. But I'm calling because I really am struggling with I'm sorry, tell him I'll pay the rest later. I'm struggling with not knowing what to do soul purpose-wise. I used to think growing up and even into my young adulthood that I wanted to sing. And then I've been through a lot of traumas, and the singing just, it's like it got killed. The dream,
yeah.
And everything. I can't feel that dream anymore. And so my most recent thing has been like, thinking about doing kids yoga or in some way empowering kids, but I don't know if that's right or
mm-hmm.
what. There's just been a lot of trauma and we're still having a lot of struggles.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. There's so much trauma, and the good news is it can be healed. And, you know, you're getting help. You know, the spiritual healing combined with the beautiful somatic body work can really work wonders. And there's a lot of light on the planet now to really, because it's coming to light. You know, it used to be a secret and hidden and nobody would talk about it. But there's so much help for that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when we're traumatized, as you probably know, is our throat gets shut down. Our voice
mm-hmm.
gets shut down. And so actually singing might be the best medicine for you because it opens the soul, it opens the heart, you know, when you're ready. And so let's just check into your heart for a minute right now. So just take a moment, just breathing in and out of your heart. And it's never too late. I have many clients that start in the mid-60s. No matter what, it's never too late. If you're born to sing, you know, the divine will find a stage for you to sing.
Well, it's the sort of thing that that it used to be that nothing else made me feel that way. I mean, I have a lot of interests, a lot of craft and artistic type interests, but somehow singing was like sacred.
Yes.
But I
oh,
can't
I just
feel
got goosebumps
it now.
All over. Yeah. So let's just see if we can open that right now. So just kind of bowing your head to your heart. Oh, my beloved Mother, Father, Spirit, God, please to open this beloved heart and soul. Open that soul that wants to sing. Sing your praises. Sing your beauty. Sing for the pure joy of it. Yataleo, 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 Yapata, 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 Yapata is the opener. So how does that feel? Yapata. How does that feel, beloved? Just kind of be with it. You don't have to speak if you don't want to, but just kind of be with it.
It feels a little less numb and closed down at my heart.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. So you could chant this name, Fatah, Yah, Fatah, which means, oh, opener. Open up my voice again. Open up my song that you made me to sing. And it's the sacred sound technology. It's F as in Frank, A, T, T as in Thomas, A, A, H. So it's Fatah. And the this is for everybody, the sound opens up the vibration of the heart chakra. So it'll just open and open, and it will never reignite a trauma ever, ever, ever. It'll just open up space so that you can be with everything. So you can be with the divine light and the expansion and also be with the trauma. So it's both. Sometimes we get so caught up in the trauma, we forget, and that feels like the singing would be medicine for you. If you could even get a voice coach, somebody that understands this, it could be very healing. If that feels right to you.
Yes, I've actually taken some lessons, and there's someone who I wanted to have coach me many years ago. I just had one session with him, but it was amazing.
Yeah, it can actually rewire you. I did a healing with somebody. They went and got an opera singer because it was the cheapest one, and her creativity was blocked, and she just got 3 lessons with an opera star. She got completely rewired, and the next day she was painting, she was singing, she was speaking dual languages. It can be miraculous because it's your soul, you know, and your soul already knows what you're wired for success with. So I hope that's helpful.
Yes, thank you so much.
Yeah, so feel the vibration of the just even if you just sing the ta, and just let it vibrate in your chest.
Okay.
You're calling on, God, the opener, open me. Okay, thank you. I'm glad you called.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining. Do you have a recommendation for a package, Mary, that would help go deeper?
Absolutely, package B if she can do it.
Okay.
Because you'd get a one-on-one healing session with me, and we can just really move that through. I'm working a lot with trauma people right now, and there's so much light that comes in that just unlocks everything, and so that you can be healed as if it never happened.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
I will try.
It doesn't have to take
you
as a therapy. Doesn't have to take you as a therapy either. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Yeah. All right. So let's take our next caller. If you want to pick between 1 and 22.
How about number 8?
Number 8. Your first 3 digits are 480. You are unmuted.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Gretchen. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
This is Pamela.
Hi.
Hi, how are you? Hi.
What's up for you today?
Well, it said in the email that I got that you were doing soul purpose activations, individual ones, and so I was wondering if I could receive whatever activation.
Well, I can activate your soul, but I'm not going to tell you life. Yes, I can activate it. So are you looking for your purpose or something?
No, I mean, I know what my purpose is. I just...
what's your purpose? What's your purpose?
Oh, let's see. Well, there's actually a couple of them. One is to bring back
and teach the ancient wisdom, ancient knowledge. Basically secrets
teacher,
that have
healer?
Been hidden
teacher,
in university. Yeah, in
teacher,
university.
Healer?
Well, I know that I'm called to be a healer. I have not really seen a manifestation of those gifts yet, so I really want to step more into that power. I know it's there, but I haven't really fully stepped into that. And then the other thing that I have been called very strongly to is for a transformation of the economic situation, especially for the bottom of the pyramid. So that's something that I'm supposed to be involved
in. Okay, well, we got a lot to do then. All right, let's get going.
Oh yeah, and I mean, I'm supposed to be writing this book. I am writing a book, a series of books, but I'm kind of like keep getting myself in a going back to a mental loop instead of staying in inspiration. So, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, what I know is soul purpose. All our work, everything that gives us joy, everything we're meant to do with ease, grace, and flow all comes from the soul. So let me just say a prayer for you, opening your soul. I invite you to bow your head to your heart. And remembering that the mind knows nothing. It is a guidance system. This is for everybody. The mind, the head, the brain knows nothing, and it's not a guidance system. It only has reasons and loops. So now we want to bow the head to the heart. Fully grounded. And so I'm going to call on the divine name Yazahir, the manifest, and really ask the angels, your guides, your heart, your soul, to really to step in, to take action, and to really open the doors wide for the manifestation of your creation that is to come through you. Ya Allah, Ya Zahir, Ya Allah, Ya Zahir, Ya Allah, Ya Zahir, Ya Zahir, Ya Zahir. God is the manifest. Open and to use this beloved Pamela as the vessel to bring forth healing, teaching, wisdom, transformation, and whatever her part is to play to help the people who are crying and suffering and needy of money, shelter, food, whatever it is. Ya Allah, Ya Zahir, Ya Allah, Ya Fatah, Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem. And God is the most generous. You don't have to earn it or deserve it. You just do it. Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem, Ya Kareem. And one last quality for you to remind you that you are capable. You are the most capable, and I'm asking the divine, the angels, and the help to open up all your capabilities. Yamutakalim, 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 Yamutakalim. Yamuktadir, 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 Yamuktadir. Amen, amen, Yamuktadir. You are most capable.
Thank you so very much. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Yes, hopefully you felt that. Just trust it. Trust your dreams.
I do. I feel it felt very strong. I could feel the power coming through, but I also feel great God of peace. Very calm.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah, because that's where we want to move from, the inner. Beautiful.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Pamela, for joining. Thank you, Gretchen.
Awesome. So I want to bring up, because I think Pamela's activation is a good segue into your offer, and especially I would love to hear you talk about your package C, which is the soul. You have the soul purpose handprints reading. So I just got mine. I haven't done it yet, but I have all my materials here to do mine. And as I was looking through your offer, I was kind of going through the success stories that you have with that. And that's what kind of popped in my mind with Pamela talking. Like, you do this. I really want you to explain this to everybody, what this is, because it sounds really unique. And when I'm reading through those success stories, I keep reading over and over, like, Mary, I listened to my Soul Purpose recording again, and it's been 5 years, I think one said, and I can't believe the information I got just from re-listening to it again. So it feels to me like it's such great information that you give and powerful information that it's like stuff unveiled to us when we're ready to hear it. So like you hear the initial 1 year, then the next year you get more, and so like it just keeps building upon itself from what we're able to take out of it. So I would love to hear you talk about this, because a couple things. One is, everybody, if you feel called to do this, we decided to do this call with Mary today for two reasons. One, her prices are going up tomorrow on her offers, so you have today to get in at these prices. And two, your group classes start tomorrow as well. Is that right, Mary?
Yeah, the group healing classes start tomorrow night. Yep, tomorrow Wednesday night. Yep, the first of five.
Okay.
Group healing.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. So if everybody wants to just go to orderjoynow.com/heart19. Again, it's orderjoynow.com/heart19. And Mary, if you don't mind, I'd just love to hear more details about what, especially this package C, the Soul Purpose Handprints reading includes, and what that really means.
Okay, yes. Really quickly, you know, I came into the world asking what my purpose was as a child, and it was the most painful thing. And what it led me to was this 21st century, I mean, not till my 40s, so I want to save people time, that the divine is so amazing. Our life purpose sits in our soul, and it's actually encoded in our very fingerprints. And so then now there is a 21st century soul psychology technology where we're able to, and I'm able to, read and decode the energetic topographical imprint of your soul that's actually in your fingerprint. So your fingerprints encode what you came to heal for your ancestral lineage. It encodes your soul purpose, and it encodes also your assigned soul lessons. There's no mistake what lessons or what family we got. And then I also read what the lines on the hand, on the palm, and there is actually 35 rare gifts that can show up, not in one hand, but there's 35 different gift markers that show up in the palm, and many people have those that are on the planet right now. And so there will actually be a mark that says, you are a healer, and you have to do this, you have to charge, and you're going to love it. So when you get a gift mark, a signed gift mark, it means you love it, you have a gift for it, you do it, you can do it however you want. There's free reign, like if you're a healer, you can be a massage therapist, an astrologer, you can be a mind reader, you can do it however you want, but it's what's going to give you the most satisfaction. So it's been life-changing for people. You only have one set of fingerprints. So all you need is one reading, and it's a deep soul transmission, 90 minutes, all about you, and it's a deep soul transmission. And just like the soul, there's layers and layers and layers of meaning, and each time as you re-listen to it, you're going to hear it in a new way. You're also going to be listening to yourself and see how far you've come, because, you know, soul purpose is a journey, and it gets a higher and better purpose each moment. Who I am now versus who I was maybe 20 years ago when I learned and went to school for this system is radically different. It just gets better and better and better and better all the time. So if anybody has that deep heart feeling, I know there's something more that I should be doing, but I don't know what it is, or I think I'm a healer, or I have a mission. And if you just want confirmation, there's something about when you get a reading and you see that it's written, people tell me, okay, now I believe it. I always secretly knew, but now I believe it. And then people step in. You know, my favorite poster child is a 67-year-old who got a reading. She saw that she had the gifted healer mark, and she finally stepped in and believes it and does it full-time now and loves her life. It gives you freedom, joy, money, and so much more. It doesn't feel like work. That's the beauty.
Regardless of the age, too. I love that.
Right, right. And I read for a little boy. I read for a little boy. Can I just tell you this quick story? It's just my favorite story.
Me too.
I read for a little 6-year-old boy. He came in with his mother, and so he said, "Can you read my hands?" And I read his hands, and in his fingerprints, it showed that he was a healer. Part of his soul purpose, not just a gift, but a part of his soul purpose. I said, "You're a healer." And so he just lit up and said, "Oh, wow." And the next day, or actually a couple of days later, his mom called and said, "Thank you so much." He fell down in the schoolyard and he got a really nasty cut on his knee. And his mother picked him up and she went to try to help him with it. He said, "No, Mom, I'm a healer. I can heal this." And he put his hand on his knee and his knee healed right in front of her eyes.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible.
I know.
That's
because he
so
doesn't
cool.
have filters. These little kids these little kids coming in are special, and they don't have filters of the mind like we do. He just believed it and did it. So I got goosebumps all over just remembering that.
Yeah, he instinctively knew exactly what to do. Like,
right.
He needed to put his hands
I know.
On it. That's
yeah,
so
nobody
cool.
told him. Yeah, he just put his hands on. I know. Isn't that cool? Yeah, I forgot about that. Yeah, so anyway, I'm happy to take
amazing.
More calls. But
yeah, that's
we are
so
wired
cool.
for success. Yeah, I'm passionate about this. We're wired for success. So let's activate everybody, as many people as we can today.
Awesome. All right. So we have now number 1 through 23.
Okay. How about number 1?
All right. Number 1, your first 3 digits are 651. You are unmuted.
Hello. Hello. Thank you Hello. For taking my call. The Wired for Success and the Soul Purpose, and I too am a singer and a poet and a writer, and I'm an empath, and my sensitivity is such that I've been serving people so much that I give myself away, and I would like some help.
Oh, yeah. You empaths are here to help the collective, and you have a part to play, but it's so important to be protected, you know, to really know to not to take the energy in. So do you have any spiritual practices that, you know, really fill you and so that you can have that protection around you? Or let me give you,
well,
or would you be open if I gave you? Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, I would, please. There's things that I've done in the past, but right now there's so much sorrow. I'm having difficulty.
Oh, okay. So let me just say a little prayer. Bismillah kikamima fikish Bismillah kikamima fikish fianta shafi. Shafiya uliya chukasakama bismillahi wahiwa hiri. Yallah ya shafi, God's the healer. And I want to bring through a divine name that preserves you and protects you, and it's Yahafiz. So no matter what is happening, you are preserved. Your essence and light is preserved. Yahafiz. See if you can just feel that transmission right into your soul. Yahafiz. Yahafiz. Phonetically, it's H-A-F as in Frank, E-E-Z. That's just phonetic. So it's Preserver, preserve me. Yahafiz. Yahafiz. And asking the divine to put in your angels to put salam underneath your feet, peace and safety underneath your feet, a holy light, Yaqudus, above your head. Yeah, and this is for everybody. Let me just do it for this beloved and for everybody on the call. For protection for all that's going on, coming through the programming of the TV, the negatives, everything. And all the empaths out there that feel so deeply came here to heal the collective and just shine your light. Your purpose is to shine your light, nothing more. And that is a huge thing, but you need to be protected. I'm going to do a protection for this beloved on the phone and for everybody. Oh, divine light, Yanor, please put light in their hearts, in this beloved's heart, in everybody's heart, Anor. Please to put light in their soul. Pleased to put light in their spirit on Noor. Pleased to put faith and trust Yamu'min on your right side, on their right side. Yamu'min, a beautiful light of protection on their left side. Ya'aziz, a strong light in front of them to make the way easy and straight. Ya'jabbar, a compelling light out behind them. Ya Qudus above their head, a beautiful holy light above their head to protect their mind. And Ya Salam, peace, safety, security, and healing underneath their feet. O divine love, creator, the one that breathes us and beat our heart, please to make everybody remind them that they are light and to open their light bodies. Ya Muti Kabir, make their whole self light. Ya Muti Kabir, 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 Ya Muti Kabir. Yamutikabir, 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 asking the angels and the divine beings of light to help. Yamutikabir, 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 lift off everything that's in the way, anything that no longer serves them, any of the not you, any of the programming that came in from thousands of years of misbeliefs, let it go now, forever. It's not needed, it's false. Yamutikabir, 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 and protect these beloveds who came to be here at this time of the earth. They not, need not suffer. Amen, amen, amen. How does that feel, beloved?
It feels very calming and very soothing. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, and just trust this protection. Shine your light out. Don't take it in. Don't absorb. Just keep filling and shining it out. And nobody in your energetic field, above, below, right, left, front, back. Only you and the divine. And your husband, if you have one.
Oh, no, I don't. I'm gone.
Okay. So you and the divine, baby. Just that.
Thank
just,
you.
Just
well, lighthouse.
Beautiful ball of light. Right.
Light, not
shining
a
out.
Right.
Yep, shining out. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
Awesome.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for
Thank
joining.
You. Thank you.
Nice. That's so important. Thank you, Mary, for doing that for all of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I like that lighthouse image.
Yeah, for sure. All right. So, our next caller between 1 and 23.
How about 13?
All right, number 13, it looks like an international number. It's 4412. You are unmuted.
Oh, hello. Hi. Thank you. Hello. I'm ringing from England, and my name's Davinda. Hello. Thank you so much.
Davinda?
Yes, that's right. Yes. Yeah.
Hi, how are you today? What can I do for you, or what's opening for you?
Oh, wonderful.
On your heart and soul?
I think I kind of know what my like a soul purpose really like it's to bring joy and nurture. And then recently, maybe for a couple of years, I've been guided to do healing poems, but I never seem to be able to get them to turn into anything or sometimes it's lack of inspiration, and sometimes, like in the past, I tried to get them read and things, but nothing ever came of it, and it was combined with, like, massive worries about money and things, and now I suppose I just feel like a bit, like, I don't know, really, I don't know what to do, or just, like, I just feel a bit lost. And aimless.
Yeah. Yeah, so just take a moment just to be with what is in the moment. Feel your heart. Feel what you're yearning for. Your heart knows, your soul knows. Yawasya. So all calling on all, the all embracing to make space for all of it, to open, to make space for the pain, the yearning, the feeling lost, and for the answer. Yawasya. So what are you noticing now? I love it, Govinda.
I feel a bit uplifted and more calm as well. More calm. It's like maybe
more joy. Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's what we're here to do. Joy is the highest frequency, and we need you. Yeah, so yeah, was, yeah, is a good one. W-A-A-S as in sugar, I with a little E-E at the end. So it's was, yeah. So anything with the ah sound really opens the heart, the soul, the joy, your essence, who you really are. Yeah. Yeah, was, yeah, yeah, was, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so I hope that helps.
Wonderful.
And, you know, if you can do any of the packages will help you keep moving. You know, package B especially, yeah, if you can do that.
Wonderful.
I think there's a toupee on the package B as well, so.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for that. That's
okay.
Great.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, many
Bye.
Blessings.
Thanks for joining.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks.
Bye. Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye-bye. Thanks.
Bye.
All right. So, Mary, I know that you've started working with our community and doing the sessions that you've been doing. Is there anything common that you're finding, like a common theme for our community that's showing up, or any kind of story that you want to share with successes or stuff that's presenting itself?
Yes, I'd love to. I've been very blessed that so far everybody that I've been working with and that has signed up is really has a mission, has a purpose, and really is ready to take action. And also, they really get that when we put our connection with the divine and our sacred heart and our soul first, that everything opens up effortlessly. So they've been listening, you know, just even with just listening to the MP3s that I created with doing 20-minute meditation a day, radically things are opening and shifting, and ideas are showing up, creativity, action items are showing up, and trust is showing up. Also, I received, I think I posted it, but it works for little children. It works for children as well as adults, where a beloved shared that her 12-year-old daughter was listening, and she said, "Mommy, Mommy, doors and doors and doors are opening in my heart. Doors and doors are opening in my heart." And then she shared, she was really, really lit up by it, and then she shared that she didn't mind the trouble with her classmates anymore. She was really struggling. So it's just like she got what we're all trying to get, that if we focus on the inside and really everything is inside us, that the outside world changes. So we always change inside, and then the outside changes miraculously. And if you're in, we do the work and it travels out because to our soul group, to our family, and to everything, to the world. I also have the honor of working with a gentleman, you know, that's in his last stages of brain cancer. And he just felt a lot of peace and healing from, you know, the healing that we did. I don't know, it's just been so profound to meet people around the world, and we're all one heart, one soul. I mean, that's really all I can say is that it feels like what's lighting up in the highest sense is that as we're connecting through this amazing From Heartache to Joy program, and all the work that you and Aram are doing is just like through the calls, especially that I'm doing with the soul work, and it's not a religion. Trust me, it's not a religion. This stuff works. If you have no religion, or if you're a Buddhist, or an atheist, or whatever you are, this stuff works regardless. It's sound technology and coded language, light language that's still on the planet alive. And what's happening is as we each light up around the world, I was seeing almost like acupuncture lights helping Mother Earth and helping us all ascend. So as we're lighting up our hearts and souls and spirits, it's like because we're connecting to this program that you've made available, that it's like it's spreading light all over the whole world. So far I'm on every continent except for Africa. So Africa, if you're out there, we need some Africa representation. So I don't know if that's so we want to get some acupuncture
cool.
points in Africa. Yeah,
in
we want to get some acupuncture
yeah.
points in Africa. Okay.
That's so
they probably
cool.
don't need it because they still have the old indigenous things, but you know, we could use some representation. Yeah,
for sure. Oh, I love that. You know, a couple things that you said. One is, it's amazing what we can learn from kids, right? The innocence of kids. It's just absolutely amazing. There's your second story with kids and just how they are able to not filter any of this, which makes it so powerful. And B, the healing of the world. I think that, you know, when you were saying that, I could picture it, the lights like popping up like a grid kind of like throughout the world and us being able to share that light. So thank you for providing that, you know, being the beacon for that. That's really cool.
Yeah. And that is our highest soul purpose, is just to shine the light that we are given. We're each particular recipe of that light. And so all our lights are needed. And as we all light up our lights, then all it becomes a complete, you know, tapestry.
Mm. Yeah, so beautiful. Nice. All right. Well, let's take our next caller to light up.
Okay.
21.
Okay. How about number 4?
All right, number 4, your first 3 digits are 928. You are unmuted.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
We can.
Yes.
Who's this?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
I can hear you.
All right. We can hear you. What's your name?
Oh, great. My name's Carrie L.
Carrie L?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Welcome. You're on with Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Hi, Carrie L. You got an angelic name. What's moving for you today in your heart and soul?
Well, you know, I feel very stuck, so I know it's to
okay.
do some kind of healing work, and I'm kind of stuck at home taking care of one of my daughters, so it's, you know, I don't have the freedom I wish I had.
Ah, yeah. Well, it's a very holy thing. Yeah. So, all right, let's just see if we can just fill you up a little bit so that you're not giving from your finite chi, that you're giving from your abundance of time,
mm-hmm.
love, money, energy. Yeah. One of the master keys for living your soul purpose, absolutely without a doubt, is learning to fill up and receive and not to just give and deplete ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So when we fill up with divine energy, it's the divine doing the do. And we only have a finite amount of chi. And so when that goes, it goes. So it's about really learning to fill up. So to never give at the expense of ourselves. And God always says, the divine says, this is a win-win universe. We're not here to suffer and sacrifice. Let me just see if I can just send you some beautiful light energy to fill up that beautiful heart, soul, and body of you. All righty, would that be okay?
Yes, wonderful.
Okay, good. So what's coming in is a beautiful quality called Ra'uf, and which just means gentle, beautiful love. Yeah, Ra'uf, and I'm also getting Yamukit, which is the nourisher, the divine light of nourishing your body and nourishing your soul with gentle love. So I'm going to bring two qualities, the two divine codes. Yeah, Ra'uf, Yamukit. Let's go right into your heart center, right into your soul, deep. Yeah, Ra'uf, Yamukit. And anybody else that needs this, they can receive it also. Ya Ra'uf, gentle love, and Mukit, divine nourishment for your body and soul. Ya Ra'uf, Ya Mukit. Ya Ra'uf, Ya Mukit. Ya Ra'uf, Ya Mukit. Oh, divine Mother, Father, Spirit, God, you are the divine, gentle love, and you who bring spiritual nourishment for the body and soul, please to give it today, right now, to this beloved on the phone and all the beloveds crying on the replay or today, for the gentle love and the real nourishment beyond food. Ya Rauf Yamukit. Ya Rauf Yamukit. Yamukit, Yamukit, Yamukit. Ya Rauf, Ya Rauf, Ya Rauf. Ya Rauf. Amen, amen, amen. How does that feel, beloved?
Nice.
Okay,
thank you.
Yeah, so remember to fill up, whether it's nature, meditation, yoga, sitting in the bathtub for an hour with the door locked, you know, whatever fills you and re-nourishes you and fills you up.
Yes.
Remember, it's okay to put you first. You're number one. In the divine's eye, you're number one, baby. And I mean that. And it's not selfish.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for joining. All right. Nice. I think that's such a hard, it feels hard for many of us to do that, you know, to take care of yourself first and put yourself there. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because it is such an important piece.
Right.
For each
can
of
I
us.
Just can I just add yes. And can I just add that in the soul purpose handprint readings that I do, that one part is called the soul's agenda or the ancestral lineage. 15% of people, at least, you know, and most of the world, are here to heal that, to heal the thousands of years of misbeliefs about suffering and sacrifice and selfless giving. It's,
wow.
It's like it's been misinterpreted. And so it's a master soul lesson that once we get it, the doors open bigger for our purpose. So for anybody that's out of balance and they're giving more than they're receiving, it's out of balance. The divine, this universe is a win-win universe. God doesn't do win-lose. So the divine is always a higher creative solution where everybody gets their needs met. And as we, in our own microcosmic world, learn to receive and give from that place, from the overabundance of time, money, and energy, then the divine and the angels will open up your purpose more, because you're not going to get worn out, taken advantage of, or just sick. So anyway, sorry, I had a teaching moment.
No, that's good.
So let's,
I
let's
like
do.
It. Did you say it's
how about a healing moment? How about a healing?
Did you say 15%? 15%
yeah,
15%. Are here to, wow,
yeah.
That's incredible.
To get that, yeah, to clean the misbeliefs around suffering and sacrificing.
Wow.
There's always
right.
a creative
good.
Solution. Win-win or no deal. Put it on your refrigerator.
Yeah, that's
so,
right. I love it. Very cool.
So is anybody on the web that wrote in? Or?
Let me look. So I have Maria here. And she says, she's in Africa. She says,
yay, all right.
And
I
what is blocking what is blocking me in my creativity, the manifestation of my creativity? I'm not able to open up to receive it. Are there blocks in lifting my frequency? I'm from Africa, and her son's a healer, and she's giving you permission to tell her what she needs to hear.
Okay, thank you, Maria. And I'd love if you join up for one of the programs, if you can, just so we can have you shining your light too. So let me just check into your heart, soul, spirit. So what I'm getting, and hopefully you can confirm this. So what's coming in is the divine code name Yahasib. And what it means is, a lot of times when people are, you know, you're super, super creative and you're bringing in something new, and sometimes there's what's called a fear of tomatoes. So it can be very scary to bring through something new. And so we want to call on Yahasib. to know that when the divine makes somebody creative like you, that the divine is already support with the angels, and there's creative angels and muses that want to, you know, give you dreams, give you inspiration, and to help you to trust your intuition, even though it's out of the box and people might not get you right away, to call on Yah Hasib. Yah Hasib. H-A-S as in sugar, E-E-B as in bravo. Yah Hasib. Yah Hasib. And what it does is it removes any fears or any second guessing yourself and gives you the strength to just do it. Take action. Let them throw tomatoes out at you if they don't like what you have to say or do, and just make spaghetti sauce or make a soup. Yah Hasib. Yah Hasib. Yah Hasib. Yah Hasib. Yah Hasib. And I'm also going to call on the creator, the creative one, Yahalik. Yahalik. It's K-H-A-L-E-E-Q is the phonetics. Yahalik, 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 Yahalik. Yahalak, Yahalak, Yabari, 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 Yamusawir, 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 Yazahir, 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 Yazahir. I'm calling on the quality now, the divine code of the manifestation, to help you to really bring the creation into manifestation. Zahir, Yazahir, 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 Zahir, Yazahir, Zahir, Zahir, Yahalak, 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 Yahalak. And if you don't do it already, what I'm hearing is to really get a notebook and to write down every idea you get, whether or not you do it, you're writing it down, so you're being a good steward of what they're trying to give you. It's a manifestation technique. And so the more that you empty out the ideas that they're giving you, the more space there is for the new to come in. So it really helps to just write down all your creative ideas, even if, you know, there will be a time and a place for it. So just, you know, to have a journal or a notebook. And I wish you many blessings. Yafata, Yafata. May God open a way with ease and grace and flow for all that you have to give and create. Amen.
Thank you.
So I hope that helps. Yeah.
Yeah, Maria, let us know how you're doing. If you could write in and let us know, that would be great. All right. So let's take one more caller. If you could pick between 1 and 20.
How about 17?
All right. 17, your first three digits are 702. You are unmuted. Hello?
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 Oh, hi.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh. Hi, who's this?
Estella.
Stella.
Did you have a question, Stella? Do you have a question?
Hi. The one that has a question is my friend right here. She wants to know. Well, you talk to her here.
Hello, my name is Alexandra.
Hello, Alexandra.
Hi,
what's on your
I
heart
have a
and
question.
Soul today? Yes.
My problem is, like, I've been trying so hard. I've done so many things to get pregnant, and I don't know, I just feel blocked. I don't know what could it be. Like, I've literally tried so many things, and I don't know, I just feel like I'm blocked.
Okay, so you're having sex, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just checking. Okay. So let me just check. So just checking. And so what the question that comes for me to ask you is, does your partner want to have a child as much as you do?
He tells me yes. Lately, he's been saying that he's ready, but I don't know. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. So, you know, if, you know, of course, I say always check with the doctors, make sure there's nothing wrong, you know, physically. But 99% of the time, if there's a big, deep heart wanting a child, and that there is a child that wants to come through you. And so sometimes what can get blocked is or what helps, I should say, is that when both partners really want it and they're really clear. And so do you pray together with your husband or your partner?
Sorry, what was that?
Do you pray together at all with your?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
At night.
So go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying that sometimes we'll sit together.
I can't hear you. Sometimes what?
We sit together and pray at night before we go to bed.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah, so let me just kind of bring your two souls together, and I'm just imagining, and this is a way you can do it too, imagining that your two souls are facing each other, heart to heart, soul to soul, just sitting, you know, facing each other, a few feet apart, or knees, you can touch your knees, and just connect your two souls together. And imagine that the divine, you're calling on the divine, God, spirit, all that is, the creator, to sit between you. So the three of you together, it's the two of you, and you make space for the divine. Yawasya, 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 yawasya. And just making that prayer together for the divine to open the way and to connect. We're going to connect you two right now, to connect and asking God, spirit, the angels, to connect you to the soul that wants to come through the two of you. And you're inviting with God, you're asking God to help and inviting that soul to come through to you. Let's see right now if you can sort of connect to that yourself, bringing your soul of your husband, the spirit of your husband, into the healing right now, into the connect with you right now. And to connect to the soul, the light of the being that wants to come through two of you and say goodness. I'm just going to say Yapata, Yabari, Yabari, Yabari. God is the maker. Yabarya, 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 Yabarya. How does that feel to you?
Oh, it's so amazing.
Yeah. So that might be a way to do it, and just to really Yabarya, Yabarya, just to open both of your yeses. It's scary to bring a child in. This is your first child.
Yeah.
So it can be scary, and it's a lot of responsibility for the man. The husband, you know.
That's what I kind of feel, is that he's kind of scared in a way.
Yeah, and it's normal. So it's like to feel the fear, and it's going to be okay, especially with God. And you might work with the divine code Baria. God is the maker, Baria, which is B as in boy, A-A-R-I-E, like it's Baria, Baria, Baria. Or even Yabar, which is God is all good. So it's going to be fine. Okay. Many blessings. Let us know if it happens.
Yeah, when it happens.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for joining.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you for that, Mary. And thank you guys, everybody, for joining us. I want to give your special offer link again. It's orderjoynow.com/heart19. That's heart19. And just so you guys are aware, there's a couple deadlines. One, the prices will go up tomorrow. So if you feel called to work with Mary, jump in now before that happens. And two, Mary's group calls start tomorrow as well. So you can get in now and join those calls live. So, Mary, is there anything else you want to add before we end today's call?
No, thank you so much. I ask God, Spirit, all there is, the angels, the beings of light, to continue to bless you, to keep opening your heart, souls, and spirits. I would love to work with anybody who's called in their heart and soul. There's 6 MP3s, meditation tools that last a lifetime, healing calls, Facebook group. It's just a really a full meal. It's not an appetizer. I'm offering a full meal with this 30-day program, and I hope to see you on the inner or the outer soon.
Awesome. Amen. All right. Thank you, Mary, so much for joining us on such short notice. I really appreciate it. And thank you, everybody, for joining us as well. Yeah, thanks. All right, everyone. Well, have a great rest of your day or evening or wherever you are, and we'll be talking to you soon. Thanks again, Mary. I really appreciate it.